Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Podomation Report 8. It should be 8 or 7 or 8. So this is where I do a podcast about how my podcasters are doing. There's sort of two aspects to it. One is the rehabilitation, where I sufficiently practice for so many hours a day that I actually improve. So that's good, and that's quite amazing because you've got no sort of no one watching over you, no set I suppose rehabilitation program, so you've got no goals, you don't know what can happen and how it comes to pass. So I can notice that things are improving on that area. Sort of second aspect is it is the software area. Again, there's a general idea of what's a good sound software strategy to go across, but not knowing where, you know, what will develop in time and what will be ready by what point, so to work out where it's going. So the overall idea is that I can podcast, put the dictaphone in the computer, type a few letters, produce a podcast, which is, that's taken, I can't believe coming back, the amount of slogging to get going, and you poor audience out there occasionally receiving podcasts which are sort of just broken, not working because of various things. Normally it's not me being bad, it's just because it puts together, it looks so it's working, and then when it's out there several times you see it's not. Now, along this line, we've come up against the idea of how you store a hot podcast series, to put it through. And again, this has not really come up to something. If you thought you started off, you know, saying I'm going to podcast plan, you wouldn't necessarily think that your podcasting capacity would be limited to about 25 minutes reading. Probably you had to take a rest, and then in terms of sense, in terms of improvement, you want to read through an entire book. So in this case, I'm reading Japan's Greatest Victory. I'll read through an entire New Scientist. So I've got reading, it takes 7 episodes to read through. Hopefully I'll be able to read through a whole New Scientist in one sitting further down the track. Similar to for Cosmos magazine, I suppose the idea there is that I read it and I have to recall what I've said in order to type things up. So that's slowly improving my memory. And there's other things like the periodic table. So initially it's just reading through the book, going through different aspects, and I'll have to do a quick podcast on where I've continuously read to the periodic table. So this is one of the things which you don't know starting off with, and you don't know in the nature of things as you rehabilitate and learn, say the periodic table, you don't realize that you're learning structures, blocks, names, there's all these things, and it goes on and on and on. And what you think might be most 3 episodes turn out to be 30 episodes. So in all these things, you've got all these, this episode blocks and the structuring of the episodes and putting the resources with the actual individual episodes. So the episodes may be short, and they may be part of a bigger structure. So they all go together in terms of a bigger structure and how to actually manage that. And this is what I'll talk about at this point in time, and that's the mobile phone app. And I'll put a link up to it. And what it is you press a website, and it takes you to a page, a mobile phone page, and all the podcasts for a particular topic, or say the New Scientist, it will be arranged by week, and podcast 1 to 7 or 1 to 3, you can see and sort of go across it. So with the Japan one, there's 35 podcasts, and so in order to do that, it's required a little bit of planning. You can go up the head and say, oh look, I can write a specific app for it, and yes indeed you might get something up and going within a week or something like that. But what I've been doing is spending a little bit longer time and writing generic software. So paying off over years, I've written software which automatically writes a application from a database. So you've got data entries. So you can imagine a database entry. People sort of understand what a database entry is in terms of the name, a few files, bits and pieces of information put together. And we call that a database record. So a database record would be a whole series of components which are put together. Now, in true databasing, you can have multiple records with various tags and construct bigger records from it, but we're not doing anything that complicated. We just have a fundamental record, and what I have is the fundamental records go together and produce a simple text file. So it's a really basic. I don't have, not working with a database management program like I've got what they call Microsoft one. Is there a Microsoft one that's called, I really can't remember it. I've used it. Oh, it's pretty crappy database ones. There's PHP ones, which are all good in terms of that you've got your existing problem and your existing data set up. Now, what's happened with me is that I don't have the existing data set up. I don't have the existing things. So I write this sort of freeform stuff, which is basically each record is a text file and you can add more to it and there's different aspects to it, so it's a bit fluid so you don't historically lose things. And so this is something I have learnt of not over-engineering it so it's so sleek, and sort of engineering it such that it's got enough stuff to work in a standalone fashion. So you, if you improve it, your legacy stuff doesn't suddenly fall across. So with every podcast I put up there, it exists in a, instead of just the podcast, I put up the entire file, entire folder, which is MP3, MP4, quizzes and stuff, all in that one folder. And that's a standalone folder that will work forever as a podcast. And then a complicated way that links asynchronously to applications. Now, why would you want an application, and what do the applications look like? So the applications really are a manifestation of a condensed access to the database. So each database record is essentially a tile or an icon. So in your mobile phone, if you open it up, you'll see you'll see your gallery of icons. So I have a gallery of icons, and it's sort of like a cross between the gallery of icons and a spreadsheet. And so you've got to learn to be able to, I suppose, read the icons from as icons, but also read that they're like a spreadsheet. So a spreadsheet is very specific. You've got a cell, and the cell has a certain header, and then it's got entries of that cell. So maybe profits as the column header, and the row headers are the dates, the time. Well, this is slightly different in terms of the actual orientation of the cell is actually read by what the first cell in it going across. And this indeed is a new form of maths and software. It's a little bit different. And in terms of it has a problem, or not a problem, but each XY coordinate in your spreadsheet represents a single point, and you have to change pages. This allows multiple pages to be expressed on one page, but where you press that point is in context to what the previous inquiries that you come across. So you can see many, many, many pages of a database in one single page. Now, this may be a little bit complicated to get across, and it is. There will be a learning curve for people to understand what's going across. However, the application is actually quite good. So what I do is that I show, at the moment, I've just got up on a draft application. So what's happened is that I've got just opened up a Cardi application. This is for cardiac care, all the questions and issues to associate all the information you needed to know if you're going for cardiac. I put into a little app So I just happened to have this app up, and I said, I'll add on to this one. I think it's types of professionals. I've just add on the whole podcast series of that I've done for Japan's Greatest Victory. And indeed it has. And let's go through. There's a few steps there, and I thought it would take months to do, but it's sort of fallen over very quickly. So a few weeks ago, I think by, or 2 weeks ago, when I was up to chapter, episode 13, I think it was, I decided, well, this is the place we're going to go. It's probably going to feed off this. So every record, every podcast I do, it will produce a record in a, basically a database record in, of that podcast, all the essential features of it being put forward. And yeah, it's such a, yeah, it's amazing that's been done. I've thought, what are the basic features? And so this record is a fairly relaxed record. So it just takes the name of the podcast, it doesn't record the title, it records the MP3 and a bit of text and a bit like that. This records this record. And then once I had it there, then not only have to think of a podcast, I just have to think of these records and how you manipulate these records across. And so I converted the records into the name of the records, which was just basically the title of the podcast. And then the title of the podcast I had in a drop-down list, multiple select drop-down list. That multiple select drop-down list, you could select from that, and that would create a smaller list, which you could then edit, decide what you're going to do with it, and create a series of things to do with it. So one was to... a series of operations you could do. You could exit and save, modify your list. You could delete something from it, then exit and save. So you can't. So it's like this two-step thing. So your software, if you give it the incorrect stuff, it just can't chomp through your entire database. It just chomps through one thing, and it's the worst-case scenario. But in general, you get it to chomp something and produce a result and not overwrite the result, because you can loop there and quickly destroy anything you have. If you give it a bad instruction and it loops around itself, it can destroy what you're doing. So this is why Cardi 2, I just have it. This is the second version of it, and I'll eventually get into it. So even as we speak, I haven't gone in to write the application for, say, Japan's Greatest Victory. It'll probably be an RSL application, because I'll put military histories in this one area with support all the pool. So the advantage of any records or podcasts or anything like that, you put it in a basket. In that basket, you cross-link it in with resources to it. And so then you have a basket of a basket, which is this application, which is basically the database, which you can hold on your phone. Very, very simple. You click down, and you can actually, in like a database where you have to have a priori knowledge of what field means what, you can read it, what's that? And you can read up to the side, the little conversations, you know, plain English conversation about what the various things are. Now these tiles are based on the periodic table. So one of the things, when I first did this, I produced it and I showed someone, and I said, "Oh, that blank square is that man, and that blank square is that," and they couldn't recall, they couldn't process it. So I realised that I had to put basically an element name on top. And so it's taken a little bit, so to get the element name, I have the first letter of the title with the series number there. It just puts it together. And then I've just gone in, for some reason I put a dash or a minus sign in there, it reads that as a number and gives you nothing. It's just so crazy. Oh, that's why it was. It read, I think I had episode Japan's Greatest victory episode 24 as dash 24, read it as minus 24 and returned the positive integer of minus 24, which is 0. That's why it was J0. But anyway, I've just gone in, removed the minuses, similar to these things where you go in and it crashes if you put an apostrophe there. This is in the cover art, and there's actually no rhyme or reason for it. Yeah, or well, there is a reason deep inside which you can't do. And so there's a way of getting past it. So that's there. I've got Japan's greatest victory in the cover art. And everything up there. At the moment I've got it to playing MP4. I might convert it to play MP3s. Depends on what the scale is. But this is from the app. So this is just the very first thing of the app. So it'll be what's known as the entire series down there, in order. I'm just going to get some things out of order. So with these apps, there's this thing on the app writer. Once you've got the app writer, you can actually move items up and down the columns. You can just pick a tile up and move it up and change its order. I just have to remember quite how that's done. There's sort of various escape. I think it's escape button. You just press the escape and it just reorders. There's something to do with the focus tile. Yeah. Oh, there's all this sequence there. So I've programmed it before when I was sort of running down out of knowledge, so I couldn't remember as many things. I just program it along. And then things were wrapping up, so I really didn't there was an interest, academic interest into me about whether this mathematics would actually produce something useful. It looked on paper, it looked so it could produce something useful. It looked that it seems very useful. The quantum mechanical numbers, the symmetry numbers that we use, that's very useful. This could be also very useful. So quantum mechanical numbers, you've got A, 1, sigma, G, but you've got all the different symmetries that you work through, about 5 different symmetries that you work through to get to your final symbol for the particular state that you want to talk about. And so similarly here, the number associated with the thought is a much simpler structure, a free-form structure to see where it goes, and it's not. So the number is not such a description of where the actual piece of knowledge, but it's where the piece of knowledge is structured. So we now have, as the apps are produced, this pool area where the data is stored, and from that data stored, that data is taken, harvested from this intermediate, I suppose, database, sort of data pool, and shoved across into these apps. Now, eventually, going down the track, I should be able to withdraw the data from the data pool, either as unnecessary, or if I take out a whole section like complete Japan, I can actually remove that completely, and it can exist permanently on the database. So just at the moment, I can't do reverse. It's just probably a day's work to be able to actually take a tile from one app and put it one database. So an app is basically a database which you have access to. So it's there. It's up there. And I'll produce it along. I just have to really, really concentrate. It's sort of producing a little bit too fast for my liking, because I really want to get through and complete things, and I have to really think about what are the basic categories that I'm going to database into, and how I organize those categories. Now, of course, the beauty of these apps of databases, you can have a database of databases go across. So from 1-3 apps, my podcast, I can go military, science, education, probably those three things like that. And as you press one, it'll take you into, say, a string, the, I suppose, RSL thing. I might as well stick with that. The science one will be on elements and theory, computer stuff, and education will be on education resources and structures and stuff like that. But as it comes along, so you can get all these structures of databases out there. So what I'm putting up is the very first. It's called Cardi 2. Now, the 2 is because I've got the actual Cardi 1, which I want to keep, and Cardi 2 is my play one. And you can keep on working on it, and when you're accepted, you can just say, well, go back to Cardi, so, and then delete it or disappear. And this is just from the experience that you, want to go through cautiously. So I'm really going a factor of 2, more slowly through than I should, just taking a general, rest as I go across, and just focusing on improving. So that's where we're at. So if I can say, press on the picture, I'll have a picture, or so I'll, I don't know whether that actually works. This is the other thing I have to work out. Another area is that the blogger and the actual RS feed is sort of something seems insane to me, in terms of that you have to put it into a blogger and then the blogger reads the blog and writes an RS feed. Why can't you just actually just code the RSS yourself and put it out there, and then you have to submit it to various feed readers and people read that? It seems such a complex way to actually get across things, and it sort of means that various people don't have various skill sets. People seem to subscribe to feed readers rather than actually put the feed in their own browser. I just find it hard to fully understand. So there's all these areas to develop, and really I have to get that down pat, and the various strategies up. Last night I talked about the general strategy, -1, 0, and +1. The +1 is where you, it's more of a researcher style strategy, where you experiment and you actually get a feedback from what nature's like, rather than actually trying to control and milk money out of the place. You actually fold forward. And so we've got this broad number of ideas, and it's just not in the right container to actually, sort of database container, it's not in the right packaged in the right form, that it actually goes somewhere with the Australian society. So you say, oh, you write to these people, oh, look, I've discovered this is where I'm at the moment, mate. Nothing too high key, and it's just not in their world. The majority of people come up saying, oh, can't buy this product, can't do that course, can you solve this problem? That very few people say, oh, look, I've come up with this innovation, what are we going to do next? It's just not the understanding. So overall, for understanding the overall strategy, I have to think of a way of actually packaging these things one after another. But fortunately, that packaging is there for you with these apps. So if I can encourage you, just go on the app. So on the tile, and you press on it, you double-click, it will take you to the podcast of that particular episode, and we'll just go forward. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Peter Hill Explains. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.